Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the We and Me podcast. Today's episode is a story time episode for younger parts and alters, headmates, however you'd like to define that. This story is a fun one that I had found at the library the other day, so I wanted to go ahead and read it to you. It's a super cute story about a little mouse. So we're going to go ahead and just jump right into the episode, guys. Toe Shoe Mouse by Jan Carr. Illustrated by Jennifer A. Bell. I will not go into the disturbing details of how I arrived at the ballet. I will say only that it involved a cat with glittering teeth and cruel claws and a chase through the sewers of the city. I escaped through a hole that was much too small for a cat. And that is how I found myself inside a very old and very grand theater. I climbed up to a plush velvet seat and spied a stage where people were moving to music. The music made me want to move, too. So there on my velvet stage, I did my own little mouse dance, and I realized I'd like to stay here. Suddenly the music stopped. "Take your places," called a voice. "Good idea," I thought. I set to work. I gnawed a cozy nest for myself in the soft velvet of the seat, but I had barely settled in when I was startled by the arrival of a gentleman who thought the seat was his. I dashed towards the stage. Immediately a mob of people began chasing me. Eek! They had big heavy boots and, oh no, sharp slashing swords! I ran, up steps, under doors, until I found myself in a safe, quiet room. Tucked in a corner was a small satin crevice. It was just the right size for hiding and was padded with a soft bed of lamb's wool. Calmed by the animal scent of the wool, I fell into a fitful sleep, dreaming of sword fights and soldiers. When I awoke, someone was in the room, a young woman I recognized from the stage. She stretched one leg high above her. How did she do that? "Celeste?" someone called. Even her name was graceful. The young woman left, and I slipped out after her to look for food. I was happy to find a few tasty tidbits and decided to bring some back for Celeste. The next time I set out, I came nose to toe with the custodian. To escape the slam of his broom, I slipped under a door. There, I discovered spools of rickrack and braid. I snipped a strand with my teeth, brought it back, and arranged it artfully for Celeste. When she discovered it, Celeste swung a leg back and forth, loose-limbed and happy. The next night, I brought her a curl of ribbon, and the night after that, a circlet of sequins. I could tell that she liked them. Her long legs scissored and stretched. But suddenly, Celeste swooped over, her nose grazing mine. My instincts shouted, "Run!" So I tore out the door. As I skittered down the steps, the custodian spotted me. He chased me to the tiny hole in the basement, and I squeezed through, just in time, leaving the theater behind. I will not dwell on what happened in the dank underground passages. I will say only that it involved a pack of ruthless rats. I hid from them, my heart pounding, and thought longingly of the ballet. I hummed a snippet of music I remembered, and my tail began to sway. Oh no! The rats spotted it! They chased me down gullies, up gutters, and back through the hole that was too small, even for a rat. Exhausted, I headed for the pink satin bed, but it wasn't there. In its place was a cookie shaped like a mouse. I nibbled at its crumbly sweetness. Had Celeste left it for me? When I looked up, there she was, crouched down and staring at me. Would she screech, take a broom to me, chase me away forever? "Thank you for the presents," she said. "Why did you run away?" Celeste gave me a name, Tendu, but you can call me Stretch. She also tied a sash around me so everyone would know I'm her pet. Now every day I listen to music with my fantastic elastic friend, and with my new friend in my new home, I dance. The end. Thanks for joining us in this week's episode of Storytime. We will see you guys next month with a new edition. Stay tuned, and we will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.